The following is the only obituary to report for the Huron County area on Friday, November the 2nd of 2012. Sally Ann Stewart, age 70, of Caseville, passed away on November 1st, 2012 at Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak. A memorial service will be at 3 p.m. on Sunday in the Champaign Funeral Chapel of Caseville. Visitation will begin at 1 p.m. on Sunday until the time of service. Memorials may be made to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society in her memory. Condolences may be shared at cfccaseville.com. For complete written thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go to thumbnet.net. For WLEW, I'm Brian Terry.
You're listening to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football on 102.1 FM on this November 2nd in week number 2 of the high school playoffs. I'm Clark Ramsey, alongside me Dave Hansen. You're listening to pregame action with this Harbor Beach against New Lothrop in New Lothrop in the district finals in Division 8. Dave, what are your thoughts on tonight?
Oh, I think we're going to see, first of all, the weather temperature is perfect out there right now. And I really think that under the lights, we're going to see probably one of the better four quarters of football we've seen this year. I think if New Lothrop is as good as was there as advertised, we know Harbor Beach is as good as advertised. It should be a head-on collision. I love it.
Well, the New Lothrop Fighting Hornets are 10-0 overall and have won 21 of their last 22 over the past two seasons. Clint Galvis is the head coach for the Hornets, having been involved in the program since 2009. New Lothrop is a member of the Genesee Area Conference Blue Division, the division they clinched this year at a perfect 9-0 record. Last week marked a bit of a record for New Lothrop. It was the first time the Hornets have been scored on since August 30th of this year. Not a single point was given up by this New Lothrop football program in 57 days and seven straight shutouts, if you include a forfeit in the mix.
Wow, Clark, that's quite a stat. But to be honest, New Lothrop is the real deal. They have a powerful offense. They're very good on defense. And if those numbers tell you anything, but their schedule wasn't exactly as strong as Harbor Beach's was. I think Harbor Beach is a little more battle-tested. So we will see what New Lothrop's got tonight, as this is probably, no doubt, their toughest match they've had yet this year.
And what Dave is mentioning, if you caught what I said, New Lothrop was 9-0 in their division. There's 10 teams in their division, in the blue division of the Genesee Conference, which means their entire schedule is strictly in-division play. No matter what, you don't play any outside teams. That's why we rarely ever run into a New Lothrop team until the playoffs. And therefore, their league was a little bit of weak, still strong, but still a little bit of weak. And that's when you come and run into these 10-0 teams, but still, they're still good.
Yeah, I mean, 9-0, really. They only played 9 football games. There's a forfeit in there. So, their schedule is weaker than Harbor Beach's, no doubt about it, but they won every game. They've shut out many teams, so it's not like they're way overrated. They can play ball.
New Lothrop runs a rather similar offense as to Harbor Beach in the manner that they can run just about anything they want. They can run the ball, pass the ball, reverse it, spread offense, power high, you name it, they probably know it.
This is truly the best team Harbor Beach has ran into since Menominee, of course, back in week 3. The fun part is, both offenses and defenses match up very well. You know, the film isn't going to help either team that much. They got to be able to stop themselves. Both teams should be very prepared for each other's offense.
The New Lothrop offense is angered by their seed-all quarterback, Austin Newman.
Coach Shulkey said it himself earlier in the week, Clark. Newman can throw it, but more importantly, he has the potential to put a lot of motion into the offense and call it right from the line. He is a true controller of the game and will have to continue to excel to beat a tough Pirate team tonight.
You're listening to WLEW Sports, the game of the week tonight, Harbor Beach at New Lothrop in the Division 8 District Finals. Keep it locked on. More action right after this.
With insurance, it's not about the cost. It's about its value. And at Farm Bureau Insurance, we truly are Michigan's insurance company. Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. And when I insure someone's future, it's not what I want, but what you need. I want you to rest with ease at night knowing that your life is safe, sound, and secure. Because when it comes down to it, it's not about me, it's about you. I want you to live in that dream home, finally take that vacation, or watch your son score the winning touchdown. And I can help. That's Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call the 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Autoowners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Autoowners Insurance. The no problem people.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cassidy, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cassidy. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm addicted to my smartphone. Seriously, I honestly don't know how I survived without one. Whenever I want, I can get my weather forecast, read my email, make sure my diet is staying on track, and well, of course, words with friends. I'm addicted. Imagine being able to play Scrabble all day long. I see it as supplemental vocabulary education, so it's totally okay. These are all available as apps on a smartphone. That is, if you have a smartphone from Thumb Cellular. There's more apps available than you can even think of using. And plenty that you really don't need but make the workday go by that much quicker. They're all available on an Android smartphone from Thumb Cellular. You probably didn't even know that Kim Kardashian is going to get her nails done, did you? Well, Twitter told me that one. See, I don't know how I survived without my smartphone. And I don't know how you are either.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Presentation of WLEW Sports brought to you by Thumb Cellular, Knight's Insurance Agency, Rainey's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, McDonald's Food and Family Center, Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, Signature Bank with offices throughout the Thumb area, More Motor Sales of Carroll, More Shoreline of Sewing, Ramsey Fear Home of Harbor Beach, the Michigan High School Athletic Association, Chuck Ramsey, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Connections of Harbor Beach. Cellular phone services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. We are about 14 and a half minutes away from kicking this one off in the Division 8 District Finals between Harbor Beach and the home team, the New Lothrop Hornets. We're breaking down New Lothrop as we speak, and the Hornets have a number of backs and receivers that have potential of making big plays, such as running back Taylor Krupp, Brandon Green, and receiver Trevor Beach.
We know New Lothrop didn't have much competition last week against Mayville, but taking a close look at the stats, Taylor Krupp had only three touches last week carrying the ball, yet he had 78 yards, and all three of those touches went for touchdowns. Brandon Green, also one carry, 44 yards, a score. So they score at big plays, and they score quickly, similar to our own Harbor Beach Pirates.
And don't forget about wide receiver Trevor Beach, who has no relation to Harbor Beach, but he brought in a 54-yard pass for a touchdown against Mayville last week.
The total numbers weren't huge from their star players, but the fact is, when you rattle off seven straight games without being scored on, it doesn't take much to win a game.
By the numbers now, all these stats ruling out the forfeit win against Weberville, in the regular season. New Lothrop on offense averages 50.7 points a game.